Well, GEAR is a great attempt by the federal government and OPM's leadership, along with four other agencies, to really wrap your hands around how you evaluate employees, give them goals, get them engaged, give them accountability around those goals, and hopefully drive results and performance in the federal sector.
What do you think so far?
Well, I think it's a great and noble cause. I mean, we all know how both within the federal government and outside the government, the concern is always our taxpayers getting the results for their tax dollars. And within the federal government, there's a sense of pride about achieving goals. I mean, folks signed up for these missions, and they want to be connected to the mission. So anytime you do anything to take a look at that and try to hone and improve that, that's got to be something that is worth cheering about.
GEAR stands for Goals, Engagement, Accountability, Results. What kind of managers do you think would work well under this format, and what kind would struggle with it?
Well, first of all, I think managers who are well-trained and well-versed on how to provide effective feedback to employees and who are able to do that in ways that result in the employee either if it's feedback about poor performance to take it in a positive direction, and if it is positive feedback that the employees are incented in the right way to continue to do better. So a good performance management system is always encouraging your core performers to get better and aspire to be like your top performers. And it's meant to give enough recognition to your top performers to know that you care about them and you recognize the work that they're doing is above and beyond. And then for those that are struggling in their positions, it's really meant to give them a signal that they need to get better or rethink where they are and maybe look for a better suited opportunity.
You're writing about GEAR, Paul Rousen, in our Managing Morale series at federalnewsradio.com, search term morale. And you use a couple words in that piece that you've mentioned, and you've used some of them on the air with me this afternoon already, resources and training and so on. That's all comes down to money, doesn't it?
Well, anytime you take a look at resources, it's not just money. It's time, it's effort, it's focus. And then, you know, the whole issue of change management being built into this. You know, as I took a look at your great survey that you've done in morale, I take a look, for example, and I see that on a scale from 1 to 10, only 12% of federal managers rated their own morale at 8 or higher, and 43% rated their morale at 3 or lower. That's really tough, asking managers to step into a new place that they may be uncomfortable with when their own morale isn't bolstered. And I think federal employees felt the same way. Their morale is low. So we're coming in kind of at a low spot. This is a risky play. But once again, you can either put your head in the sand like an ostrich, or you can tackle this. And I have to applaud the people that are going after this in an election year and when clearly there are a shortage of resources. So that's where I'm mostly concerned.
You've talked about some of the things that are important to make this work, Paul. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things to measure it to make sure that you've gotten the results that you want after the fact?
Well, I think that comes down originally to even GEAR itself needs to have its own goals, its own team engagement strategy and accountability around that, and then when the results are achieved that you're looking for, I think, you know, it can't just be punitive if it doesn't work. There has to be some incentive to get people's morale up and get them to do a good job. So getting good metrics around things like this. I mean, if it's clear that you are getting your top performers are feeling and you measure their morale, say, in a federal employment viewpoint survey, and you're seeing your 4- and 5-share employees, satisfaction is up, and there's ways to measure that, that's important. If you see a reduced turnover of your 4- and 5-shares, if you see people move from 2- and 3-shares into 4-shares, there's things you can really see about performance. I mean, it all comes down to performance. So no matter what you do, if you don't raise that performance level and results, and if your rating scale has integrity around it, so it truly is measuring performance, I think that's the real measurement that you use in a human capital way to decide whether or not your program is effective.
One of the reasons I like having you on the show, Paul, is that you try to keep things simple right at my level, and you even write that in the piece that you did for us on federalnewsradio.com on motivation in the workplace. It takes two to tango. You write, I try to keep things pretty darn simple. Often it boils down to the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Well, you know, I'd even like to improve upon that statement. Even I have to learn, and there's new things that I've learned, and one of them is the titanium rule. And that's taking the golden rule to a different level. Instead of doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, I think we really need to start looking at do unto others with their own preferences in mind. And this especially comes to mind with engagement. Some employees are motivated at different parts of their career by cash. Sometimes it's flexibility. And I think what we really need to train managers to do, especially when cash is taken off the table with some legislation and we are already hearing about how benefits are being carved up, I think managers are going to have to learn in this new world of gear what other types of incentives that their top performers especially are looking for, because you'll lose top performers' morale first. So keeping it simple means managers need to be thinking about and knowing what's important to their employees and rewarding them appropriately without fear for doing that.